Well, 6 days ago, some bike riders took off from Busselton here in Western Australia, headed for the Red Centre. It was all about the Black Dog Ride. And before they left, I caught up with Steve Andrews, who was the coordinator of the Black Dog Ride to the Red Centre of Australia. Well, that ride is now completed, and Steve joins me all the way from Alice Springs. Steve, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Ben. It's good to hear from you. I'm standing here in a very sunny Alice Springs. It looks like being a beautiful day for our final day here. We do a big ride through the town and get greeted by the mayor, and then we have our final wind-up dinner tonight, and yeah, it's been a fantastic week.
Okay, well, just take us through it, because you took off from Busselton from the Goose Cafe bright and early on Saturday morning of last week, I think it'd be fair to say, headed off in Western Australia through Cogin up, Jurumung up, the first night you spent at Esperance, and then you took off to go across Australia and then up through South Australia to where you are at the moment at Alice Springs. So how's the journey gone?
It's been fantastic, Lynn. It hasn't been without its little incidents, and there was one potentially very serious accident just after we left Jurumung up, in fact, and one of our riders, an elderly gentleman, failed to take a bend and had a very nasty crash. We thought the worst, but by some miracle, he's come through it relatively unscathed.
Now, if we just look at this, of course, the reason behind the Black Dog Ride, when I caught up with you a bit over a week ago, you explained all that. Can you just update it again to our listeners who may not have heard us last week, just talking through what all this is about?
Well, our principal goal is to raise awareness of depression and suicide prevention. And we do that by riding our bikes around in group rides through communities and connecting with the community as we go to give the message to people that it's okay to talk about it and it's okay to seek help.
Now, a lot of people, of course, have sought help. A lot of people you know have also taken the option of suicide, and that is tragic, and it affects not only them, but, of course, affects all those people involved after they have gone. You've experienced that with not only family, but also with some very, very close friends. So I guess it's very passionate as far as you're concerned, but all of those riders on the ride have experienced it in one way or another with family or friends.
I dare say most of them have been. They're either sufferers themselves, or they have a family member that they care for who suffers from depression, or, as is the case with many of them, they've lost a loved one or a friend to suicide.
Now, you've been on the road for 7 days now. You're wrapping up today in Alice Springs. You mentioned you've got the dinner tonight, and then everybody turns around and head back to their state. So, in total, approximately, because they may not all be in yet, how many riders have taken part in this?
In total, at some part of the ride, we had somewhere between 650 and 700 riders. And of them, there were almost 300 with the pillion passengers that made it all the way to Alice Springs.
Wow, that is fantastic. Now, when I spoke with you a week ago, we talked about the amount of money that has been raised so far over the last 3 or 4 years by yourself and those involved with Black Dog Rides, and that was in excess of $1 million. Now, I know you haven't totaled it all up at the moment, but how much money have you been able to raise approximately from this year's ride?
The total went over $300,000 day before yesterday. I've lost track of the days. And the auction that we have tonight and money that's been collected along the road that we haven't counted, I imagine it'll be well in excess of the $300,000 on the ride finishes, yeah.
Yeah, wow, that is absolutely fantastic. And for all those people who have contributed, not only on the ride themselves, but all those people who have contributed financially or in kind to this particular ride, it's all for a fantastic cause. Congratulations and a sincere thanks to them. So, Steve, what now? You mentioned the fact that you've got the dinner tonight. Then I guess everybody is headed back to the States.
They do, by different means. Some who are a bit time poor will put their bikes on the transport and they'll fly home. Some will go back the way they came. Some, there's a few boys from Busselton and down in the southwest who will continue heading north and do a loop around the top. So, yeah, they all work their way home in a different way, but most of them will ride and enjoy probably just a relaxed ride where they can perhaps take a little more time and smell the roses a bit as they go along.
Well, that's certainly something which a lot of them will be choosing to do. Now, if you want to donate to this fantastic cause, you can go to the website, www.blackdogride.com.au. And, Steve, I'd like to take the opportunity of thanking you on behalf of the community and all those out there at the moment suffering from depression for the efforts that have been put in by you and those on the Black Dog Ride, and look forward to following your actions again next year when I believe you're going around the whole of Australia.
We will be doing the big lap next year, Ben. And look, thank you for your support and through Radio West and Rural Focus and the WA Holden Rural Dealers. We've had the support of a vehicle, the Colorado, which has served us extremely well, and we appreciate that support.
Okay, if you'd like to donate to this worthwhile cause, blackdogride.com.au, or you can follow them on Facebook. Steve Andrews, thanks very much for joining me in the program, and enjoy today and the rest of the trip.
Thank you.